Says in our parsha, Vayigash elav Yehuda. Yehuda approaches him. Yehuda understood that Yosef was not fighting them about the goblet. He understood that Yosef had set them up because Yosef really wanted to corner them and maybe force them into a deal. You know, sometimes the government does that. They plant something in someone's house, and then they come and they say, we found you in possession of such and such, and the guy says, but it has nothing to do with me, and they say, the courts won't believe that, you've got a problem. You want, we can give you a solution. If you want to join our forces, if you want to work for us, if you want to spy for us, the government can play games with people and corner them into cooperating with them. So Yehuda realizes this isn't about the goblet. Yosef wants something here. The story did not play itself out naturally. Suddenly we see our money back in our bags. How did that happen? No. So there must be something you want. And that's why Yehuda tells Yosef, why don't we have a private conversation? Let me talk to you in your ear. Let me have a private conversation with you. Because if we have a private conversation, I'm going to try to understand what you really want. And that's what Yosef really wanted. Because by Yehuda saying, I want privacy with you. Because this is not what it seems like. That's what he's alluding to Yosef. Then Yosef feels comfortable telling the Egyptians, get everyone out. I want to have a private conversation with this man. And once Yehuda showed him that, so then Yosef was showing the Egyptians, yeah, I'm respecting his request. And then Yosef reveals himself to the brothers without anyone hearing that they sold him. So Yehuda senses that Yosef is playing a game and he thinks Yosef wants something politically. And the fact that Yehuda brings this on is what really gives Yosef the excuse to do what it seems wasn't done any other time, to ask for a private audience with him without his bodyguards present, without the soldiers, without his advisors. Yehuda has already said, let's have a private conversation. Now, our sages say that, in fact, this not only wasn't this done, but it was suicidal of Yosef to do it. Our sages say that when Yosef said, let's have a private conversation, as we pointed out in our Parsha class, this was a unique time that the brothers had re-entered Egypt with weapons. Ordinarily, the Egyptians would not allow you to enter the country with weapons. You had to leave your weapons at the door. This time, they had ran after them, caught them, and said, come back. And now Yosef is standing with 10 brothers and asking everyone to leave. You could imagine his bodyguards looking at him and saying, you sure you want to do this, boss? And Yosef saying, yeah, everything's going to be all right. Chazal say he took a big risk. It didn't have to end the way it ended. Chazal say his brothers were fully capable of killing him at that moment, and he took a risk that didn't make sense to his Egyptian advisors either. Everyone looked at him and said, what are you doing? These people are upset at you now. Now you're going to have a private audience with them. And Yosef, it says, risked his ability to reveal himself to them, because had they killed him, then no one would have known what really happened here. And nonetheless, he had that opening because Yehuda said, okay, let's talk privately. That's how Rav Chalap interprets Yehuda saying, let's have private conversation.